AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The search teams that have been looking for survivors for almost 2 weeks in Surfside, Florida, are now working to recover the bodies of those still missing. 54 people have been found dead in the rubble, more than 80 others missing. Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine Cava tells WPLG.
They ran into a building they were told could collapse. And they braved fire, smoke, torrential rain, and strong winds in the hopes of finding people alive.
Family members and rescue workers held a vigil this evening near the site. The gathering began with a rabbi reciting a Jewish prayer, followed by a Christian minister leading the Lord's Prayer. Haitian police say they have killed some and arrested other suspects in the assassination of the country's president. Mike Gracia has more.
Police in Haiti have killed four suspects termed the presumed assassins of President Jovenel Moïse. Haiti's police chief says in addition to the four who were killed, two others were arrested. Moïse was shot and his wife was wounded in an overnight raid on their home Wednesday. Hours later, interim Prime Minister Claude Joseph said the police and military were in control of security in Haiti. Moïse's wife Martina was in stable but critical condition and was being moved to Miami for treatment. I'm Mike Gracia.
New York City throws a parade for those involved in the battle against the coronavirus.
Bands marched and confetti rained down as nurses, doctors, first responders, teachers, bus drivers, and others rode on floats through the canyon of tall buildings from Battery Park to City Hall.
What a difference a year makes.
The grand marshal was Sandra Lindsay, a New York healthcare worker who was the first person in the country to get an approved COVID-19 vaccine shot. Mayor Bill de Blasio rode on a float with hospital employees and the mascot for the New York Mets.
Thank you to the nurses!
I'm Jennifer King.
This is AP News. President Biden traveled to a Chicago suburb to push for his infrastructure plan.
In a 30-minute speech, the president called boring but important. He said a bipartisan infrastructure deal that'll invest in roads and bridges is vital, but so is a broader package Republicans are resisting.
We need to invest in our people.
Arguing the nation must spend more on child and health care and education to win the 21st century.
That's good for families and it's good for the economy and it will create more jobs.
He's expecting the broader package to pass with only Democratic votes in a legislative maneuver to bypass the 60-vote hurdle in an evenly divided Senate. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Three dozen states and the District of Columbia file an antitrust suit against Google's App Store, in which the company collects commissions on digital transactions on smartphones running on Google-owned Android, which is 80% of the global cell phone market. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.